We have two checklists. We have one for the employer and one for the employee. For the employer, it's paramount that they safeguard their staff coming back into the workplace to make sure that their desks, they have the social distancing adhered to at all times. They limit the use of the air conditioning, which can contribute to the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And the employers must implement, you know, a thorough and regular cleaning of frequently used and touched surfaces, such as your, you know, your phone, your keyboard, handles, the kitchen area where you're possibly making your cup of tea, etc., as you work throughout the day. And the employers must have a solid plan and react quickly when dealing with a suspected case of COVID, God forbid, in the actual workplace. On the other side, we obviously have guidelines for the employees. So it's important that the employees plan their route to work. So they walk, cycle or drive where possible. If they're using public transport, to use off-peak times, if they could come to an agreement with their employers about staggered working and starting and finishing times. We know also now with public transport that people are required to wear a face mask, so to make sure that they have the appropriate things with them.
Some concern has been expressed by people with asthma and COPD about the fact that they don't feel comfortable with some face coverings.
People just should be mindful that there are people with underlying conditions and it's not always visible. So just to be a little bit more respectful, a little bit more considerate of those.